Hey, welcome back to Haunted Haze. I'm Josh.
I'm Kristen.
And this is episode 37.
Yes. We have had the craziest week this week.
Yeah, we really have.
I don't know if you saw, but like on our Facebook and Instagram, we shared a video of a TikTok where we accidentally bought puzzles instead of cereal.
Yeah, I was thinking they were cereal. Well, boxes of cereal.
Yeah, so we posted that on TikTok and it ended up getting like a pretty good amount of views and likes and stuff.
Yeah, it
like,
kind of went viral.
Yeah.
Which was awesome.
Yeah, it was kind of hilarious. Some people understood why it was so funny, that how the disappointment you could feel when you open up your freaking midnight snack cereal.
Box of cereal.
And it's a freaking puzzle. And you cereal. Don't have anything else.
And there's no cereal. Yeah. I was disappointed.
And we had just the right amount of milk.
But anyway, the people that make those puzzle pieces...
Oh, yeah, they saw the video.
Spin Master Games.
Yeah.
Saw the video.
Yeah, so they reached out to us and they were like, you know, we just wanted... Like, we saw that video and it was so funny, and we saw that you said you returned them regretfully, because I did return the puzzles, but like after the video kind of blew up, I was like, dang, I wish I'd have kept them, you know?
Right? Yeah.
So
it's like a memento, I guess.
Yeah, so they were like, we want to do something for you since you accidentally returned them with regret. So I was like, okay, like that sounds awesome, thank you. That was it. All of a sudden, we are getting this massive package at our door.
Yeah, we had a huge box. It's like a 4 foot tall box.
At least. I think that the box is probably 5 foot tall. And so, it's massive. And we get it inside. We open it up. And it is...
Well, I also had the moment of, you know, the guy from The Christmas Story, Fragile!
Yeah.
I was so excited about my giant box.
It was like... It was all important. Like, this side up.
Yeah, this side up.
It did feel like that.
It was crazy.
It felt a lot like Christmas, for sure. And so, we open it up, and it is a literal 3 foot by 2 foot cereal box with our faces on it.
Right.
As a cartoon witch and vampire.
Hazio's.
Yeah, it's Hazio's cereal.
It's kind of like Haunted Haze themed.
There's pictures of it, and we'll obviously share some more pictures of it on our Instagram and Facebook and stuff. But
I would just like to say I'm very thankful to Spin Master Games. That was awesome that they did that. I'm so thankful that they sent us all that. We got a bunch of games.
Oh, yeah. So the cereal box was full of cereal and games and puzzles. And
yeah, it was awesome.
It's amazing. Yeah, thank you so much to Spin Master Games. That is just the craziest thing that's ever happened to us.
Yeah, so everyone, be sure to go check out Spin Master Games. If you're looking for a family game night,
yeah,
they're the ones to call.
For sure. Yeah, they hooked us up, and it's so amazing. And it's just, like, awesome. Like, somebody does something so nice for us, you know?
Yeah, it was awesome.
And it was our wedding anniversary.
Yeah, what better wedding anniversary?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, as always, you can hit us up at hauntedhazepodcast@gmail.com.
Yep, and you can send us a message on Facebook and Instagram at Haunted Haze Podcast.
Yeah, and tell us what you thought about the videos. Have you checked them out? Did you think it was funny?
Have you ever made a mistake like that?
Yeah, and tell us what's your favorite board game to play.
Oh, yeah. We love playing games.
Right, yeah.
But I'm a sore winner and a sore loser.
I like that What Do You Meme? Or Cards Against Humanity. Yeah. It's always fun.
All those kind of games I'm pretty good at.
Right, yeah.
Those games, just you have to know each other. If you really know each other...
Oh, the better you know your opponents, the funnier it is.
Yeah, because you can, like, play it right.
Well... Unfortunately, this week, we're not going to talk about anything funny. We're going to talk about something kind of scary.
As always.
Sorry. It's a hard segue. There's no way to really get around it. We're talking about black-eyed children.
That's a scary one.
Have you ever experienced a black-eyed child?
No.
I think maybe I have.
I remember. I've heard.
I think at the old apartment that we've referenced before in the podcast.
Yeah.
One night coming home after maybe like watching a UFC fight, there was this kid just standing outside of our apartment door.
Yeah.
And I had never seen that kid before living there. And this was, like, really late at night. And he was just acting like he was, like, in a real daze. And we were like, what's, you good? He's like, I just want to go inside. Okay. And, you know, we didn't really want to be involved with this. So we're like, all right, man, well, we're going to go inside, but you're not. So I was like, maybe we should go home. But you could just look at his eyes, and his eyes just look like real big and black. He might have been on something, but he also only seemed like he was like 12 at the oldest.
Yeah. It sounds like he could have been in some kind of distress.
No, he wasn't like distressed. It was more of like a... like
confused?
I want to go inside here. Like, what are y'all doing? Not like I'm trying to hide or I'm trying to get away from something, but it's like, I want to come inside your house. I want to see what's in here.
Mm.
It's like, no, you need to go away.
That is weird.
Right? And okay. He didn't really say too much. He just was like,
but weird. You, was he hooded?
Was he hooded?
Yeah.
I don't recall what he was wearing. I think it was just blue jeans and a shirt type.
Yeah.
But his eyes were like real big and black. So to me, I was like, this might have been a blackout child. But we're definitely going to learn more about them. I got a bunch of information about blackout children. And a lot of people might think this is far-fetched, but the people that have experienced this seem to be adamantly...
yeah, like they're scared about it. Like, it was weird.
Yeah, right, for sure. All right, so let's kind of dig into what black-eyed children are.
Yeah, I want to know more about it for sure, because, like, I've never seen anything like that, but I've definitely seen depictions of it, and it always is super creepy.
Right on, yeah. I know.
Anything with children's creepy.
Right, and also, you usually hear, like, you know, with, like, the ghost stuff, they say, like, anything with children tends to be kind of demonic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they're trying to trick you.
Yeah. And they're being low super on your guard, deceitful.
Thinking like, oh, it's a little child.
Yeah.
No, it's a deadly demon, you know. And here's the thing, like, with a lot of these things, like, once they get inside your vehicle or your home or whatever, what do they do to you? You know, do they possess you? Do they doppelganger you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, do they take you to some netherworld, you know?
I don't know.
What happens? We only hear about the people that have seen them and refused to let them come inside and got away from them. What about the people, you know, people go missing all the time. Maybe black-eyed children are to blame for that.
That's
a scary thought, right?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so the black-eyed children are paranormal creatures that resemble children around the ages of 6 to 16 who have pale skin and pitch black eyes and completely soulless.
Mm.
Some people claim that these children have existed since the 1980s. However, most sources say the legend actually originated in 1996 in posts written by a Texas reporter named Brian Bethel, where he wrote about two alleged encounters with the black-eyed children. He said that he encountered two children Abilene, Texas, with pale skin and black eyes, and that someone had a similar experience in Portland, Oregon. In 2012, Bethel retold his story on the TV show Monsters and Mysteries in America. He then wrote an article for the Abilene Reporter News where he described his experience again. Also in 2012, a horror film titled Black Eyed Kids was produced, and in 2013, an episode of MSN's Weekly Strange featured different reports of the Black Eyed Children. Both of these things were thought to have helped spread the urban legend along. This legend even crossed bodies of water and landed in the great land of the UK, where in 2014, The Daily wrote three front-page stories about sightings of the black-eyed children and the haunted pub in Staffordshire.
Man.
These alleged sightings were taken very seriously by ghost hunters who believed that black-eyed children were extraterrestrials, vampires, or ghosts.
I could see any of those.
Nowadays, people still claim to see the black-eyed children when driving at night down an empty road or outside their window late at night, or even lurking in the shadows of their room. In fact, many people have reported seeing the black-eyed children standing in the corner of the room during the episodes of sleep paralysis, or even waking up in the middle of the night because they sensed someone was watching them in the shadows, and they were these children.
Man, that's like work. Sleep paralysis has so many bad possible outcomes.
Yeah, right. There really is. Like, sleep paralysis is kind of like a ongoing topic.
Yeah.
It might be like the cause of a lot of paranormal phenomena.
Yeah, you know for sure. Like,
a lot of it.
Yeah.
Because I think I've experienced some form of it.
Yeah, for sure.
Or at least being some weird trapped inside of a dream type.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to take a deeper look into Brian Bethel's story. What he said he actually saw. Brian Bethel was one of the first people to document having met black-eyed children in real life. He published a transcription of this event on his blog back in 1998. So here's his story. It was around 9:30 p.m. on January 16th, 1998. Brian left his apartment in Abilene, Texas, for the Dropbox to pay his internet bill. On the way, he stopped at the Dollar Movie Theater next to his service provider's building to use the glow of the marquee as light to write out his check. As he did this, there was a knock on the window, and he saw two young boys. He placed them between the ages of 10 and 14. He described the boys as the boy number one was slightly taller than his companion, wearing a pullover, a hooded shirt, and some sort of gray checkered pattern and jeans. I couldn't see his shoes. His skin was olive colored and had curly, medium length brown hair. He exuded an air of quiet confidence.
Wow.
The boy number two had pale skin with traces of freckles. His primary characteristic seemed to be looking around nervously. He was dressed in a similar manner to his companion, but his pullover was a light green color. His hair was sort of pale orange. They didn't appear to be related, at least directly. Almost immediately, he knew something was up and felt a sense of fear. The first boy began to tell Bethel that he needed his help. They wanted to see the new Mortal Kombat movie, but forgot their money. Instead of asking for the money itself, the boy asked for a lift to their house to retrieve it. Our narrator is nervous and hesitant as the first boy continued to try to coax him into saying things like, "Come on, mister, we just want to go to our house, and we're just two little boys, and come on, mister, let us in. We can't get in your car until you do, you know. Just let us in, and we'll be gone before you know it. We'll go to our mother's house." Brian Bethel found himself unlocking the door without realizing, as if it instructed by the child to do so. After catching his hands, he looks back at the kids with fresh perspective. That's when he realized the kids' eyes were solid black. No sclera, no iris, no pupil.
Wow. That's what I was wondering. Like, is it a solid black eye, or is it just like black irises?
No, just solid black eyes, they're saying. All of these stories of people meeting black-eyed kids claim that once you realize their eyes are all black, things get dangerous. The second boy continued to stand there completely silent when the first boy threatens him, saying, "We won't hurt you. You have to let us in. We don't have a gun." According to Bethel, the boy was implying that they didn't need guns. He started pulling at the door and demanding to be let in. With the courage he managed to find, Bethel pushed his car in reverse and sped home, leaving the boys where he found them.
I would have too. I don't even blame him.
So the next encounter. Fast forward to November 14th, 1998, and Brian has updated from his ghost hunting blog email list. He apparently didn't talk too much else about the black-eyed kids after the first post, even though his audience was hounding him with questions. The next one to encounter the kids is his friend John. John Northwood was one of Brian's online friends for an Oregon organization called Spirit. Brian Bethel claims he had never told his friend about his encounter, yet this is an interaction that he had towards the end of the same year. It takes place over chat. It starts with John asking the chat if they really believe in ghosts or kids with funny eyes, and then launches to his own anecdote with a group of black-eyed kids. Since then, the accounts have slowly grown. They reached an all-time high in 2013 when they made the news thanks to a Weekly Strange video submitted to MSN. A video was uploaded giving an alleged look at them. It was, however, quickly discredited, which only increases the mystery and curiosity shrouding the mysterious children. To date, there have been many claims, conversation threads, countless videos, and even a book by author David Weatherly. An indie director, Nick Hagen, directed a horror film incorporating the eerie characters into the plotline. It's called Black Eyed Kids, and incorporates a YouTube series he was working on called Sunshine. The movie was released 12/21/12, right before the world was slated to end, according to the Mayan calendar, for the extra spooky feel, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So what are they? No one really knows what these kids are. The people who claim to see them and spend their free time ghost hunting swear they're legit. Others aren't so convinced. The most interesting theory concerning the children's origins I've come across was this one. It comes from a book, Your Haunted Lives, The Black-Eyed Kids. According to this legend, the kids may be something called Otkon, spoken of ancient Iroquois Indian legends. So it's spelled O-T-K-O-N. So okay. Forgive me if I'm not pronouncing it right, but Otkon.
Yeah, sounds right to me.
The Iroquois Indians believed in a dark power called the Otkon that could take over children, and an evil one who would mate with human females to produce black-eyed, chalky-skinned children.
Hate it.
These children were killed by tribes soon after birth and burned to stop them from resurrecting. Children wandering alone in the woods could also be taken over by the Otkon and would reemerge with black eyes and pale skin, acting nervously while repeating themselves over and over. Their goal was to destroy the tribe and infect all the people with Otkon.
That's
so
crazy.
Are you a believer? Do you think these are true things? That people? What's weird to me is they seem to be a more recent.
I agree. And I was thinking what makes me think that maybe it's not legit is how new it is.
Yeah, but maybe.
And then people like in chat rooms back in the late 90s, they're who came up with it. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I totally would have been on board with that if it wasn't for this Indian, the Iroquois Indian legend of the Otkon. And their description, chalky skin, black eyes.
Yeah.
They have the just want to possess you.
Yeah.
It sounds too like with the other guy, Brian Bethel's story. Like, the one kid maybe was an original black-eyed child, and that the other kid he possessed, because it talks about how the other one, once they're possessed, they're, like, act nervously.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I mean, it seems... Who am I say to that it can't exist? You know what I mean? Like, who knows?
Well, to me, if they do exist, it's utterly terrifying.
Yes.
It really is one of the scarier... phenomenons, I think. It just creates, because you want to like feel bad for the kids, like, what's wrong? You know, you guys okay? But then at the same time, you're like, nah, fuck you, lock the doors, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, it's, I mean.
Well, in this day and age, you can't pick up anybody.
Yeah, for sure. That's funny.
But yeah, so I mean, I'm really interested by that. I mean, it's a scary. Just the name Black-Eyed Children gives you this weird demonic feeling about them.
Yeah, and it's because anything dealing with kids is scary.
All right. Always.
And you're just looking at, like, you're looking at somebody and they just have solid black eyes. That's creepy.
Well, I just think of, like, what if you saw a kid, like, we were leaving, like, maybe the movies one night and it was just late. And we saw a kid, like, kind of over in the corner just crying, you know.
Yeah.
And we go over there. And as soon as you go to touch it, it just it's like all fangs and teeth, and it just lurches on you. What would you think?
I would die of fright.
Or you would die from it killing you, yes. But I guess either way, you're dead. So I guess you don't feel too much. Yeah. settled that.
Yeah. You said, what would I do? Either way, the answer is die.
Yeah, true. I didn't think that through.
Then,
sorry.
Does it attack you?
No, I'm getting the hell out of there. You're dead running. Anyway. I just wanted to make sure you thought you were going to be dead, so I wouldn't feel so bad about it.
About just running.
Yeah, because you right now you're telling me, I was going to die. Either way. So.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm just going to run. Either way.
That's okay. I can accept that.
I'm not fighting some demon.
No. Especially, I mean, I'm literally would have just a heart attack and die. I'd be so scared.
Could you imagine that? Like, so freaked out. Someone was probably so freaked out by Black Eyed Children, they probably saw some poor kid that was homeless or something, or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, can you please help me, sir? And they just punch it in the head, like, no, get out of here, Black Eyed Child. It literally has a black eye now.
I hope that that's never happened.
Well, I'm just saying.
We shouldn't live like that, afraid of Black Eyed Children. When there's so many actual children out here in the world.
Yeah, we're just scared of all children now? That's interesting.
No.
What if all children were evil?
But it's like you grew out of it?
Yeah, like you had to grow out of being evil.
That'd be crazy.
That would be crazy.
Some kids, I wonder.
Oh, yeah. Well, just like a lot of ways, I think. I mean, there are instances of a lot of killer kids, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So it does seem like some kids were definitely just born inherently evil, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Just didn't have whatever part of their brain connected to make them
understand what was so wrong,
right or
about
wrong,
them.
Or any compassion, or yeah, empathy. You know,
I mean, even like serial killers, they always say like when they're kids, they're, you know, like how like a lot of them kill animals at a young age.
Oh right, yeah, or torture, yeah,
yeah.
Serial killers—that's kind of like the first thing they start on. They start killing animals.
Mm-hmm.
Get over that.
Well, Zeppelin doesn't like us talking about this topic.
Yeah, no killing it. What do you want? All right, well, you want to play something else?
Yes,
let's play do it. Versus.
All right, let's see.
So, as always, we take one scary thing and we put it up against another scary thing, and we decide which one we think is scarier. And we keep all of our scary things inside the super-duper secret box. Kristen's stirring them up now. We never know what they're going to be.
Yeah, we always just pick
randomly.
Random. All right.
Here we go.
Let's see. Dun, 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 dun.
All right, so this week, who's fighting?
It is space versus ocean.
Ooh, which one's scarier?
Space.
Although,
I mean...
No, like, we haven't found that much in space, and what we have found in the ocean is scary, and we still haven't discovered that much of the ocean, right? They say, what, we only discovered like 5% of the ocean?
I thought maybe it was 10%, but yeah.
Even still, 10% of the ocean?
Yeah.
We live here.
For sure. I mean, space is scary to me because it's like a vacuum.
There's so much to the unknown.
Yeah, it's just like I'm literally going to die, and then my body is just going to keep going.
That's true,
for eternity.
Oh, like just floating in space?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Because it's going to get so cold that my body's not going to decompose.
Well, I mean, I guess...
And I'm just going to float through space.
See, I'm not looking at it that way. I'm thinking about, like, what could come out of space or what could come out of the ocean. So, in some ways, like, with the ocean, like, I guess maybe we probably have seen most of the creatures, really. You know, who's to say there really are that many more creatures, but... Anytime you see, like, those anglerfish or those crazy...
Those deep water fish are scary.
Yeah, a lot of that's really scary.
No, for sure. Creature-wise, yes.
That's what I'm saying.
I think that the ocean is scarier. I don't think that there's really necessarily going to be creatures that I come across in space as I'm floating through.
Right.
But I still think that's scarier.
Plus, I want to say with space, too, like, space has that... Wherever you are in space... You're far, far away from home.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so space has that vastness.
I get that way just on the other side of the country sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, or, you know, like, it doesn't have to be that far. Like, if I'm more than 8 hours away, I get that I'm far away from home feeling.
Yeah, we couldn't just get back home if we needed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like, Definitely. I can't even imagine how scary that would be.
Well, my thing, you can also feel that way in the ocean, really. Like, just think about, like, just being out there in the middle of the ocean. Yeah. Just how we're out here in the middle of nothing. You know?
Yeah, for sure. It's like being on a boat. I can't even imagine. We've never gone on a cruise, but
yeah,
like I think that you would definitely feel that out there too.
Yeah, just imagine falling off out there.
Oh God, that would be horrible. Ugh. If you just fell off the boat.
Yeah,
would you even live?
I mean, yeah, maybe for a day you would live or so, but I mean, we know of sharks.
Oh yeah,
you know?
Kill you quick.
We know of killer whales, giant whales.
Yeah,
I mean.
For sure, blue whales or whatever.
There's things out there that are
whales,
squid, giant squid.
Oh God, those are awful.
And so we know there's things out there that would definitely like eat you and kill you.
Yeah.
We don't necessarily know that about space.
No, I think you would just die of suffocation.
Well, yeah, but I'm trying to think more of like the creatures that would be out in space.
Yeah.
But then that leads to other worlds.
I know,
and
but
other oceans.
The question is which is scarier?
Space.
Not which has scarier creatures.
Yeah, but what would make it scarier? Space
the
is just
vastness,
emptiness. Space is, but there's nothing in space other than dark, right?
Stars.
Well, yeah, but what's scary about stars? The ocean, there's tons of scary things in it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
We just can agree to disagree.
Well, no, I haven't really made my mind up, to be honest with you. I mean, to me, it's almost kind of a... It's not a tie. All right, I'm going to go with space.
I think that...
I'm going to go with space because the simple... Your imagination can run rampant in space. There could be anything out there. I think with the ocean, we pretty much know mostly what is out there.
It's a faster death in the ocean.
Well, and you're just thinking about just floating in the ocean and floating in space. I'm thinking about what can come from out of the ocean. Godzilla comes from out of the ocean. That's pretty damn terrifying.
Okay, I mean, they're scary. There could be, like, monster aliens.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there could be. But there's
definitely
sharks.
Definitely sharks.
I might have to be going back to ocean, guys.
I know, like, you just decided space on such a whim.
Well, yep, yeah, I'm going to go ocean. Ocean's scary because I know there's scary things in it. I don't know for sure there's scary things in space.
Yeah, it's the unknown that's so scary, too, with space.
All right, fair enough. But I'm going to go ocean. You're going space?
Yeah, I'm going space.
Okay, cool. Well, tell us what you think. Do you think the ocean is scarier?
Yeah, or do you think space is scarier?
Yeah, hit us up at hauntedhazepodcast@gmail.com.
Yep, and again, send us a message, like us on Facebook and Instagram at Haunted Haze Podcast.
Yes, and review us. We would love to hear, like, what do you think is good about the show? What do you think is not good?
Yeah.
We're always down for constructive criticism.
For sure.
At the end of the day, we want this to be entertaining for you because we enjoy talking about this no matter what. But if you're not enjoying it, what are we doing?
Absolutely.
Also, be sure to look up our Hippie Haze Studio for all of our arts and crafts, man.
Yeah, you can find us on Etsy at Hippie Haze Studio. We're also on Facebook and Instagram at Hippie Haze Studio. Yeah, we have all... For Christmas, we can do custom Christmas ornaments.
Yes.
You know, if you need, like,
for bands.
You want family t-shirts made up.
Yeah, family t-shirts.
If you want Christmas tie-dye. If you want a hoodie tie-dyed or a sweatshirt tie-dyed.
Yeah, we can do it all. We can do a lot, really.
Yeah. Yeah, last year, our Etsy, it really, the holiday season was a great time for us. We had custom tool ornaments, the band tool.
Yeah.
And they...
Primus.
Yeah, we did... Yeah, it was several. We did...
Metallica,
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath
was
awesome.
We did so many. And so that was so fun.
Yes.
So I definitely am trying to get that going again. So be checking out our Etsy, checking out Facebook and Instagram. I'll have pictures of everything up on those.
Yes, and again, we would love to hear if you would like to share any paranormal stories with us, or if you want to add to the super duper secret box with our verses section.
Oh yeah, put your verses in here and listen to us debate it.
Yes, please feel free to reach out to us. We would love to hear it all.
Yeah,
and we
for
would
sure.
love to include you in the show.
Oh yeah, we would love that.
Also, again, shout out to Spin Master Games. We appreciate it so much. We love you guys.
Yeah, that was so amazing. We have a new most prized possession of our giant cereal box. I don't know. It's going to be living in our living room for quite a while.
Yeah, if you want to see it, definitely head over to our social media and check it out. It's really funny. Pictures. It really
it's
is
so
funny.
It's so funny.
I'm so happy that my face is on cereal box.
Yeah, for sure.
It's so fun. But thank you again to everyone that's been listening, has checked us out. Sorry about the recent kind of delay in the podcast episodes. We were just enjoying October and everything
the holidays,
that came with it.
The Halloween holiday season.
Yeah, we know those are over, and you might not be so much in the spooky mode, but for us, it's year-round, really.
Yeah, and I think that for some of you, it is, too.
Yeah, and we enjoy that.
Yeah,
and
it's
we
our
enjoy
favorite.
You.
That's why we do it.
Absolutely. But until next time, peace out.
Peace out.
Stay haunted.